John and Carl in the studio this morning from Shehad. And boys, well, big week for you. Well done. Getting inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it a different thing?
It's the same thing, but it's the different title.
Oh, wicked.
We're a legacy artist, but we're also being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
It's pretty weird, I got to say. It's pretty weird.
Is it?
It is a little weird in the fact that you don't really... I mean, we were just making a new record. In fact, we've just made a new record, and we're just going, new record, wicked, check out this riff, check out this riff. And then they go, oh, by the way, congratulations on everything else. But I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, totally honoured and shit, but weird.
22 years, you know, you deserve something.
Yeah, but you don't spend your time thinking about the 22 years, do you?
No.
Sort of like go, what's the next, the next riff, and what's the next gig, and, you know.
And, I mean, where do you go after the Hall of Fame Legacy Award? I mean,
it's another one, it's like a level up.
Super duper.
Super duper, like you're the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, or Under the Waterfall, where elephants go to die. It's the same thing.
Oh, that's
the next award.
Yeah. Only Sugar, kidding, Sugar Berry, you're going to take that?
Yes, yesterday.
Go stand up for a sugar beer.
Yesterday.
It was talking, so sweet, but.
Talking pet stuff. Names. And Bryce's lovely sweet lady, Sharon, cuddly. Called him Sugar Bear.
It's pretty cool being called Sugar Bear by those guys, though. I'll accept it if it's from Carl and John. Hey, recently had the pleasure to see you guys, yet again, but for your iconic album tour. You did it at Christchurch Bunnies in Auckland and Melbourne and Sydney, I think, as well. The General Electric and Killjoy, both epic nights. Was it awesome for you guys to play the albums in full?
It was awesome, heaps of fun.
Yeah.
Both albums.
Yeah, and both totally different, eh?
Yeah, such different beasts. But, both nights were both special.
Killjoy was, it's brutal every night, eh? And bleeding and sore, but really good. And then General Electric's like way more chicks in the audience, which is good. Yeah. You know?
I did notice that. The Friday night, the Killjoy was a very dark coloured affair, all black shirts and black jeans.
Like a dark sauce fest.
Yeah. Like a dark sausage fest. And Saturday,
all the girls came out.
Speaking of sausage fests, Bryce is off on a stag do. He's leaves today, actually.
Like a falcon.
Coming at you
like a falcon.
I like what you're doing.
Bryce off on a stag do today. Any ideas for Bryce for the stag?
Balls in a bag.
He's got into it.
Now, this has already been done, actually, in Dunedin. And you've seen the video there, John, of the two boys in Dunedin rolling together nude in a sleeping bag.
Oh. Top and tailing. It's quite disgusting, isn't it, John?
Yeah, nah.
You lads been on many stag do's before? Surely.
What happened at your one?
It's a blur.
I think I got quite wasted, didn't I?
You got, some would think it was your stag night.
Because I don't understand, Carl, when, you know, I've heard so many stories from stag nights where the guys and their mates really do their best to humiliate them. And we don't do that on hens nights. We're there to have the end have a good
I'll
night.
I'll tell you what, I've seen hens nights out on the street where it looks pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it looks pretty humiliating.
Hens are worse than the stags at about 3 in the morning. I know I've got a hens night on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is I don't know, Bryce, if you and I are actually going to be here on Monday.
No. Your new album, Ignite, not long to go now. Busy time for you guys with the Music Awards coming and then the 8th studio album?
Number 8.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, so look forward to that one.
Yeah, not solid.
Now, the Rock 1000, we've had that last week for the past 2 weeks, and I don't know if you guys know, but I think you had 17 of your songs made the Rock 1000.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
17. And Home Again was number 3. Number 6. There you go.
That's pretty good. And that's up against internationals and stuff.
Which I think is the highest ever placing for Home Again.
Wicked.
In the top 10.
That's awesome.
We made the top 10. That's awesome.
You did. Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name, number 1.
Wow. Really?
Yep. Yeah. Bumped now Metallica off. Yeah.
Has that been at the top before?
No.
No.
Wow.
And Metallica 1 was number 2.
Confusing, man.
So, you know, the longer you guys are around, the higher up the charts you're going.
Hey, man. We've just got to stay together. That's all you have to
That's
do.
That's still looking good. Everything's happy. Good.
I got a face for radio today.
You joined a lot of us.
Oh, dear.
Awesome stuff.
No offence, guys.
Yeah. No. Oh, bastard. Why don't we get them?
Sorry. So I guess you're rocking out. We can see you rock out at the NZ Music Awards. I dare say you'll be playing there.
No.
No, we don't.
No,
we being Legacy, we don't actually have to.
Oh, you don't have to.
They do a tribute-y thing.
Oh, yeah. Do you get told what the tribute is? Because I know, I think it was last year, Ray Columbus, he was maybe the Legacy Award, and the Mint Chicks did a great version of
Shoes
and Moss.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That sounded like the original.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Maybe Dane Rumble will step up and do a few of your numbers.
I don't think we're allowed to know.
Oh, we're not allowed to know.
No.
Yeah. Were they Farrelly brothers?
Roger could do it.
That's right.
Yeah, right, way.
You guys, that cover of Ace of Spades and all that stuff.
Have a word.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you won't, but yeah.
We'll talk to someone.
No, you won't. Yeah. Thank you, Carl. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John. All the best.